This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school basketball, the Seguin Matadors scored the first 12 points of the game and led wire-to-wire in a 64-56 win over New Braunfels Long Creek on Tuesday at Goldie Harris Gym for their first victory of the season. Seguin dominated the first half, scoring 27 in the opening quarter and 21 in the second to build a 22-point halftime lead. Senior Tavian Miles poured in 12 first-quarter points, including a buzzer beater from 65 feet that splashed home as the horn sounded. Miles finished the game with a team-high 19 points. Seguin head coach Guy Nolan talked about his senior leader after the game.
He's one of our team captains, and you know he's a returning varsity guy. Wanted two that have some real good experience coming back, and so we're gonna rely on him to step up in key moments and handle the ball for us. And he did a good job. He did just that.
Mikey Hernandez added 11 points for the Matadors, while David Mando also reached double figures with 10. Abram Acuna chipped in 9. The Matadors survived a second-half push by the Dragons to improve to 1-1 on the season. Seguin is off until next Monday when they host Lavernia at Goldie Harris Gym. The Seguin Lady Matadors won their third game of the season Tuesday night with a 45-32 road victory at Kyle Lehman. Seguin freshman Phaedra Douglas led all scorers with 21 points, and sophomore Jazz Gill added 11. The Lady Mats host the Seguin Girls Basketball Tournament starting tomorrow. The Navarro Running Lady Panthers suffered their first loss of the season, falling 61-36 to St. Mary's Hall on Tuesday at Navarro High School. Navarro heads next to the San Antonio Cole Girls Basketball Tournament with play beginning on Thursday. Tuesday's girls game between Marion and New Braunfels Christian Academy was rescheduled. That game will now take place tomorrow evening. The Navarro-Marion boys basketball game at Navarro High School on Tuesday was canceled. Marion has canceled their boys basketball games this week due to the Marion-Edna playoff football game. You can hear Friday night's playoff game on KWED and streaming at SeguinToday.com. Marion and Edna will meet in the Class 3A Division I area round at Gobbler Stadium in Cuero. Marion defeated Jordanton 28-22 last Friday night in the bi-district round, while Edna crushed San Diego 63-7 last Thursday in their bi-district playoff. This Friday's area playoff between Marion and Edna kicks off at 7 p.m. in Cuero. We'll have our Marion football playoff coverage beginning at 6:35 Friday evening here on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.